genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, be careful out there. Trust me, it was I was snow surfing all the way in. A lot of the back roads drifted shut and a lot of snow out there in some areas. Just be careful. Take your time out there. It's what we like to call winter around here. Good day to have four-wheel drive, I guess is what I'm saying. It's the Steve Gruber Show. So this big conversation about a part-time legislature began last year, and I kind of thought it had faded away a little bit, but then Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly got into the race for governor. I think it revived this idea of having a part-time legislature in Michigan, and now there's a group out there sending out by mail these pieces asking folks to go get petitions, ask their friends and neighbors, kind of push it forward. One of the groups that says this is not a good idea for Michigan going forward is the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. President and CEO of the Chamber, Rich Studley, with me. Rich, welcome back. Rich, welcome back to the program. Glad to have you here.
Morning, Steve. There's an old saying that no one's life, liberty, or property is safe while the legislature's in session. The first bit of good news I have to share with you and your listeners is that yesterday the legislature wrapped up its work for 2017. They've gone home. We're safe.
So that's it. We're good. All right. I can relax for Christmas. That's good news, Rich. I appreciate it. See, I like the uplifting holiday spirit that you've brought to this morning.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. But with the backdrop of all that, I kind of thought that the whole part-time legislature idea, I don't think it really ever got off the ground very well. You know, some people got some attention. It got some news coverage. We talked about it a bit here. You and I have talked about it in the past. But I kind of thought it had kind of just waned. But then Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly gets into the race for governor here recently, and I think it kind of propped it up a little bit again. And now there's some people trying to get the petitions they need. I think it takes over 300,000 to get on the ballot for 2018. First of all, you don't like the idea. Why not?
Well, Steve, there's another old saying that comes to mind. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time of year where careful shoppers hunt for bargains. And if you do your homework, you can often get a good deal. And I think your listeners and voters need to take the same approach to petition drive, whether they receive it in the mail, like the campaign for a part-time legislature is doing, or they're stopped on a street corner. Stop and read the petition. Be a careful shopper. And sadly, this proposal for a part-time legislature is one of those deals that sounds a lot better than it is. And this is a time of year when there are a lot of good deals, but there are also a lot of fraud, a lot of scams. This is a deeply troubled campaign that hired someone who had pled guilty to election fraud to collect signatures. It stopped and started. It appears that there is a statewide direct mail campaign, kind of a last-ditch effort to collect the needed signatures. There's an article in this morning's Associated Press about how one of the last things the legislature did yesterday was to pass a bipartisan package of reforms to clean up the administrative fiasco at the Unemployment Insurance Agency that has hurt both employees and employers. Michiganders need more legislative oversight, not less. And this proposal for a part-time legislature is not a common sense conservative or good government reform. It is a radical scheme to drastically alter the state constitution in a way that would really damage our system of checks and balances. And as you know, we need three branches of government, separate and equal, to protect liberty and freedom. So we hope that your listeners and voters will follow the advice in the Detroit News editorial yesterday. This mailing to try to save the bad idea of a part-time legislature is junk mail, and they should throw it in the trash.
Now, you have, slowly brought me around. When this conversation started, we've been talking about this for quite some time now, from time to time, and you have been opposed to this idea from the beginning for some reasons you've laid out very clearly over time, and I think you've brought me around. And here's why, because what has occurred to me, and just listening to you there, you know, we need representation in Lansing, we need it in Washington, wherever we elect somebody to go represent us, and if they're not there on a regular basis, if they're there part-time, does that mean I get part-time representation? And it makes me wonder what goes on in a place if there's nobody there to watch the store, as it were. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. The Michigan legislature is far from perfect, and we understand the anger and frustration that some voters have. That's why the Michigan Chamber is in Lansing every day fighting for free enterprise and personal responsibility and limited government. But we are not anti-government. Conservative thinker, author, and Michigander Russell Kirk said men cannot improve society by burning it down. The part-time legislature proposal sounds good, but it would burn down the legislative branch of state government, which is the people's branch of state government. And that legislative branch is subject to accountability by the voters every 2 years. Now, the part-time legislature proposal is a dangerous scheme that would turn over state government to full-time permanent bureaucrats, not elected, not accountable, and not responsive to the voters, whether you're an employee or an employer. So we've had questions and concerns for quite a long time about this proposal.
Sure.
The Michigan Chamber's Board of Directors voted unanimously to actively oppose the proposal, and that's why we're trying to educate and inform voters again to decline to sign. This petition drive for a part-time legislature is junk mail. Throw it in the trash.
Yeah, would anybody settle for a part-time governor or part-time courts and judges? I don't think so. So I think those are, you know, along the same line. Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, always greatly appreciate your input. I'll give you the last word.
Thank you, Steve. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and your family and all of your listeners. 2018 is going to be a great year for our state.
I like the optimism, Rich. Now go out there and enjoy it, because it is a white Christmas today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Have fun out there today. Rich Studley, everybody. Thank you, Rich, as always. You can find out more about the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, michamber.com. That's michamber.com. If you want to find out what they're doing for business, for you, and all the other things that they do every day, trying to make businesses welcome here in Michigan, a business-friendly environment. It's 25 after on a Thursday. This is the Steve Gerber Show.